that they are representing Islam in a war against the West. That's false. That's a myth. That's not true. So the question really is, why aren't those Republicans in Congress actually focused on things that aren't just magic words, but are a tangible contribution to our homeland security? Let's close the no-buy, no-fly loophole. Let's confirm Adam Zubin. Let's hire 200 additional ATF officers. Let's pass an AUMF that would actually authorize the commander-in-chief and our men and women in uniform to win this war against ISIL. There are tangible things that Congress could do, but yet time and time and time again, they refuse because they think that somehow the magic words are somehow more important.
Are you sure that anyone sees those magic words as a strategy, though, and they're not just pointing out the fact that the president hasn't wanted to say them for a very long time, even though others have, and now including Hillary Clinton? It just seems like when he talks about people painting this with a very broad brush, it seems maybe as if you're painting this with a broader brush than some of those critics mean from the beginning.
What else? What other critiques have those critics offered in terms of fighting ISIL? They haven't. This is the thing that they constantly come back to. I'm not the one who constantly brings up radical Islamic extremism. That's not me. That's not the guy who usually stands here. It's the Republicans, many of whom I've never heard of, who book themselves on cable television so they can make this argument. And again, it's cynical. They know it's not true. They know that, well, I don't know if they know this, but the president knows that it undermines our ability to defeat ISIL. It undermines our ability to prevent ISIL from recruiting in the United States.
But when Saul Alon says the words radical Islamic terror very specifically, and Hillary Clinton says it, and she says she's happy to say it, are they then undermining values and strategy?
I haven't heard them criticize the president for not using the magic words. And I think that's the point. The president's been very specific and precise about how to define our enemy. And for people who say that the only reason we haven't defeated ISIL is the president hasn't used the magic words that they've chosen, that's cynical politics there. And it doesn't do anything to protect the country. And in fact, as was on display tragically on Saturday night, it potentially makes the nation more vulnerable.